Around 300.
Hey, 300, it's Dean Dispatch. How can I help?
Yeah, are you the one that's giving me all these people today? Seems like I'm having other bit problems with almost everyone I'm picking up. Also, you're giving me wheelchairs where I have to go into the building to get them, and I'm leaving T-coats on the bus, and I was told never, ever, ever do that, ever.
Okay, yeah, so dispatch does not make the schedule in any way, shape, or form. Our job is to help assist you guys, and when rides start running, you know, late, that's when we start moving them, but we have an entire team that does the scheduling, so no one in here is specifically giving you any kind of thing like that. As for the decode question, I will definitely investigate that and get an answer back to you on that situation, because, yes, that does seem, you know, not good, but that's also why when, you know, we, like, go in to announce places, we're only supposed to go a couple of steps inside. We're not supposed to go fully inside because, yeah, we want to keep sight of the bus. I'll try to get some more information on leaving the decodes in the bus, but, you know, I'm sorry, man, that your schedule is not ideal. You know, we in dispatch are just trying to keep people on time. We don't build the schedule.
Yeah, well, I've got one guy already yelling. You can hear him. You know, he's yelling, "Let's go, let's get out of here! Hey!" And I had somebody inside the clinic here yelling at me, sitting in another wheelchair. You know, yeah, maybe scheduling's doing it, but it seems to me like it's been kind of just not going my way today. So, plus now you got me working late, so... All right, that's 10-4. I'll just have to go back and write all this stuff up. Thank you.